Well, no, I want to make sure that we're remembering what really happened the last two seasons.
Well, can I finish?
How many wins have they had the last 2 years? Regular season.
What, 10 last year? Was it 10? And then the year prior, 7?
10.
10? Oh, okay. 10.
They started 3-6 in 2023.
Oh, that's right. I was actually really high on the Rams the season prior, and then they lost. That's right.
We hold the Rams up here like they are just like this juggernaut. It is the most bizarre thing.
You know why? Because they've won. Okay. They've won the Super Bowl.
I'm asking you what they really were the last 2 years. Like, and I think this is important.
They were dangerous teams because people that are high up in football told me they were dangerous.
Because
Brian Baldinger's being one of them.
Of course.
You respect Baldy. I respect him. He told me to worry about the Rams. And you know what, Joe? The Eagles were worried about him at one point last year in the playoffs. The Rams could have easily, had that game gone a different way, had there been a connection there with Cooper Kupp late, maybe we're talking about the Rams winning another title.
Okay,
it's not that crazy.
Maybe, coulda, shoulda. I'm not saying they're a good team. So is the Tampa Bay Bucks. And yet we sleep on the Bucks.
I don't believe in Todd Bowles.
They've won almost the same amount of games the last 2 years.
Yeah, but in the playoffs, I don't believe in Todd Bowles against some of the other big boys. No, you're
dismissal
scoffing.
Dismissal is funny. It's funny.
No, you I'm not dismissing what they did in the regular season.
Tampa Bay has been almost as good, if not better, than the Rams in the last two regular seasons. Yet we hold the Rams in high
regard.
Because
they've won a Super Bowl.
Not
it matters.
This team.
No, but that head coach, that quarterback,
okay.
That matters.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
Why did we hold the Seahawks in high regard for so long?
Because they had the greatest defense we have ever seen.
No, but even after that,
wise.
Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. Yes.
No. Joe, the Legion of Boom is one of the great defenses of all time.
Okay.
And like, come on.
Real quick.
They went to back-to-back Super Bowls.
I want to get this through because this is important as we are the flagship of the Golden State Warriors. Some of the other big games, Thursday, October 23rd, that first week is going to be massive because they're taking on the Denver Nuggets at Chase Center. That's going to be their home opener at Chase Center against the Denver Nuggets. The aforementioned Nikola Jokic, that's going to be on ESPN. That's going to be at 7 o'clock Thursday. And then Christmas. Christmas is against old pal Klay Thompson as the Warriors are hosting the Dallas Mavericks. And, obviously, Cooper Flagg, the reigning number one overall pick. That's going to be at 2 o'clock Pacific time, ABC. So there you go. Can't wait for the Warriors season as the Kuminga crisis might come to a head.
You're doing that. I'm glad you're doing it because you're doing what a lot of fans do, which is, I'm just going to give Stafford and McVay the benefit of the doubt. Which,
I mean, haven't they earned some of it?
They won one Super Bowl. All right, we're acting like they're a multi-Super Bowl champion that is battle-tested and has been to back-to-back-to-back NFC Championship games. No, like they're a really good team. I'm not even trying to like throw gasoline on them or throw ice water on them. I'm saying let's have perspective.
I mean, they clapped the Vikings in round one last year when everyone was telling me the Vikings was an amazing
season. Let me finish. They were 3-6 in 2023. Do you remember that? Most people don't. They were 3-6. They finished the season 10-7. All right. What were they to start the year last year? Do you remember what they were?
They were teetering going into that Niners game. What were they last year?
They started off, even that's with one Niner win that they shouldn't have won. They were 1-4.
Yeah.
And in both seasons, they got their season right after the bye week. Okay. And then they finished the season 9-2. Okay. And because of the Vikings, who you poop on every single day, because of that Viking roster and that team where Justin Jefferson caught a 40-yard bomb from Sam Darnold, the Seahawks lost the division. They had the same amount of wins. The Seahawks could have, if they hold on and they beat the Vikings, could have won that division and the Rams wouldn't even have made the playoffs. All right. Now, the Rams sat guys at the end of both 2023 and 2024. Jimmy Garoppolo played in that final game for them because they had shored up the division because of the loss by the Seahawks. What I am saying is that this thing that the mystique of the Rams, it's all up in the air. And that team, at multiple points in the last 2 years, was on the precipice of trading away core players. They had a bunch of young guys who got better by the end of the year. And the team that came into the playoffs last year was a totally different team that started the season 1-4 and 3-6 the year prior. And I think the way I view the Niners is similar to the Rams this year. I actually have as much respect for Shanahan and Purdy as I do Stafford and McVay in the sense that they're battle-tested. Purdy and Shanahan have won more playoff games than McVay and Stafford. Yes, Stafford and McVay have the fourth quarter that has eluded both Purdy and Shanahan and all Shanahan's prior iterations. All right. But again, if Bosa makes a tackle on fourth and two, if maybe Burford blocks up front, you know, the margin's so thin between how we benefit of doubt Shanahan and Brock versus what we're giving and bestowing upon Stafford and McVay. I just find the exercise absurd when they're very, very, very close. And what I'm saying is that if I told you the Niners started off this year kind of slow and they were the team that was 1-4 or 3-6 before their bye week, I don't know when their bye week is, I haven't looked at it, but I know they have 5 games in the first 5 weeks and that 5th game is on a Thursday, then they have a big break. If they started off 2-3 to start the season, they could be the team that kind of resets themselves with a long extended break, come back with a bunch of young guys. They're getting healthier. They get return of the troops of a guy like Brandon Ayuk. And by December, we're discussing them as the Rams of 2023, as the Rams of 2024. That's the dangerous team nobody wants to see. That to me feels like the most plausible way that I view the 49ers heading into 2025. I find it absurd that a 20-win team over the last 2 years, the Rams, is talked about like they're a juggernaut, when in reality, they could have easily missed the playoffs in both years, and we could not give them this benefit of the doubt that I find to be a little absurd. Well, they're a good team.
They did make the playoffs, and they did humble the Minnesota Vikings, who are coming off a great regular season, but again, you know, and the Rams had to play some adversity there, too. They didn't have a home to play in because of the fires going on.
Neither did the Niners.
No,
When they went the COVID year, well, and no one
I'm
cares.
Saying this is the playoffs, though. Like, I'm saying, like, the Rams couldn't even host a playoff game last year against the Vikings. They had to go to Arizona to go play them. And again, you're not going to want to hear this.
SoFi's not a home stadium anyway for them, but whatever.
Sure. But again, they earned that right to play at home. I'm sure it's easier for them to be at home and get ready for the game at home with their wife, their kids, their significant others, whatever. They had to go on the road when they should have hosted a game. And I thought that was an impressive win that they were able to do and kind of shut down Sam Darnold. And that's why a lot of people have question marks on Sam Darnold. The final two games that he had, like, legitimate tests against the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Rams, he kind of fell flat in his face there. And a lot of people are like, I'm not sure about Sam Darnold. So much so, I think the Minnesota Vikings were fine with handing the keys over to J.J. McCarthy this season after a redshirt rookie year. But why are we all in on the L.A. Rams? Why do we give them the benefit of the doubt that we don't give the Niners? And yeah, you're going to say it's kind of stupid, but I don't care. It's because they won the Super Bowl.
Well, then
why
do we give Joe? I'm serious on this. Why does Joe Burrow? And Joe Burrow's awesome. He's better than Purdy. I agree. But yet he gets this benefit of the doubt, and we don't bestow it upon Shanahan and
because
Purdy.
It's almost like an accomplishment
that Burrow got to the Super Bowl, and yet we knock Purdy and Shanahan for not getting it done in the very end, losing in overtime.
He's the only one in the AFC to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, outside of Tom Brady at the New England Patriots.
Okay.
That matters to people. Okay. And also, Joe Burrow's an interesting
Mahomes
one.
Mahomes got a concussion in that game.
Real quick.
He turned the ball over three times in the second half.
He also blew a big lead. But I'll say this. I think Joe Burrow's an interesting case because of what he meant in college and winning with that national championship team.
The greatest roster we've ever seen.
I know, but his whole, you know, the aura. No, but like his social media image and who he is, like, there's a lot of mystique around Joe Burrow. You might scoff at that, but that's the reality.
No, he's a great
player. People view him differently.
He's a great player. But I think the way we talk about the Niners, to me, drives me crazy. We act like they're bums. Like, they're just bums. And I'm saying to myself, the margins are so thin in the NFL. In general, we bestow benefit of the doubt on Stafford and McVay when the reality is that Shanahan and Purdy and the success that they've had is so close. You take Shanahan and Purdy, I'm taking, you know, McVay and Stafford. You take McVay and Stafford, I'm running to take Purdy and Shanahan. They're so close. Yet we talk about them like there's a Grand Canyon gap, and I don't think there is that big of a gap.
Ooh, it's an interesting question because I do feel like if you pulled some Niner fans right now, like, are you keeping Kyle Shanahan if Sean McVay's out there?
McVay's a good coach.
Would you rather?
He's coached him up the last couple of years. There's no doubt. And Kyle, it's going to be on Kyle this time to have a hell of a year coaching-wise.
I'll say this, and your point is well put. If they can have a season like the Rams did last year, that would be huge, and maybe no one wants to face the Niners come playoff day. Maybe they're the dangerous team that no one wants to face. But part of the reason the Rams had success last year was the emergence of those rookies on that defensive line. And that's what they're going to need, the 49ers are going to need this year when it comes to the likes of Mykal Williams, because Jared Verse and Braden Fisk last year for the Rams were massive difference makers. They just were. Hell, you saw that in that Philly game. Like, they almost collapsed late because of that defensive line was just gashing that offensive line of the Rams late. That vaunted offensive line. Jalen Hurts didn't know what to do. Now, the secondary is part of that, and it was snowing, and there was a lot baked into it. But are we giving the Rams more for the benefit of the doubt because of the Super Bowl win? Yes. Does Shanahan deserve that, though, from getting two Super Bowls?
Like one guy who we're talking about who was on that Super Bowl just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like, who was it? It's Stafford. Like, name me another guy who's on their team right now.
No, they just moved off of Cooper Kupp, obviously. No more Aaron Donald.
Like, the team is dramatically different.
I'd have to look at the depth chart. Yes.
Look, they're a good team. I want to make it clear. It's a very good team. But they're a completely different team than the Super Bowl team from just a couple of years ago. And the margins are so thin. I don't think the Rams are, oh my God, head and shoulders better than the Niners.
No.
That, I think, is nonsense.
No, but the overall point of giving them the benefit of the doubt is because of the Super Bowl. And whether that's right or wrong, that's what we do. I'm with you on the Rams this season, though, Joe. I think that's where we can agree. They're vulnerable. Like,
every team besides Philly feels extremely vulnerable.
Exactly. Now, this division's a little bit different. If the 49ers were in the NFC North, maybe I'm feeling a little bit different about their expectations this season. But the fact that they're in the NFC West, when there's question marks on Kyler Murray and Jonathan Gannon, when there's question marks on Sam Darnold in Seattle, and there's question marks, Matt Stafford still hasn't practiced. He's still in street clothes. They said that he was supposed to practice yesterday for the Rams. He's not there. And now I look at their starting tackle has blood clot issues that started 14 games for them. Their left tackle for the Rams, he might not even start week one. So they could have Jimmy Garoppolo starting week one and not with the left tackle, a backup.
If I told you that was the case, how would you view the Rams?
Oh, they're cooked. Yes.
Still think they could win, 8-9 games, give or take. But there's a ceiling on their success.
Literally, the only reason I give them their benefit, Joe, is because of the head coach and the quarterback combination. I give them that much credit. Not to say they're on the level of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but that's why I gave the Patriots so much. Because they had all a bunch of names I'd never even heard of. But I gave them so much respect because of that head coach quarterback combination. Has Purdy and Shanahan earned that level of trust for me yet? No, they have not. They have not earned that yet. Now, if they make the playoffs this year, that will go a long way in doing that. That'll be three different playoffs that they've made together as a tandem, albeit one of them was like a half a season, if you will, or if that. But 888-957-95.